Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
The Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 12, episode number 15 and number 85 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week. We have the 2006 and 2011 2013 champion, Mr. Aaron Hughes, and we have
I can't be the 2013 champion there.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. All right, so the 2027 champion, Mr. Amazing.
No, I win every 5 years. I'm the 2016 champion. Andy, get it right.
And the 2037 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn. So let's talk about week number 14 in KSL. Of course, this is our playoff week. We had the number one seed, Doug Hahn, won over David Pate. The number two seed, Kevin Smith, pouncing Aaron, and then the number three seed, Eric Van Hefty, teabagging Joe Snyder, and we had Tybo beat Andrew. All right, let's talk about week for number 15. We have Doug versus Tybo and Kevin versus Eric Van Hefty, and then the consolation bracket, we have myself, Andy, versus David Pate, and Joe versus Aaron. And then, of course, we also have Brian versus Nattigay and Palmer versus Oberg. So, of all those games, actually, we'll just talk about the main two that are still in the playoffs. Doug, Tybo, Kevin, Eric. Who is going to get passworded, it's tacoed, or upsetted? Doug Hahn.
No, I'm not going to upset Ty. Ty, though, does have the chance to upset me. And I think that is, out of all of them, the biggest upset that is possible, but not likely going to happen. The big upset is going to be Hoofter over Kevin.
Actually, I will agree with that one. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I think that Hoofter over Kevin is probably the most likely to happen. And I think it would be a really huge upset. You know, Kevin, of course, was the big upset last week. You know, the fact that he was able to win in round one. And, you know, I personally take full responsibility for that, guys. I have to apologize. I know that it's been 11 years since he has made it past round one, or won in week one of the playoffs, I should say. So I do apologize for
the
that.
Last one he did win. George W. was in his first 4 years of presidency. And so I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically it's gone Bush twice and then Obama twice. And that's when he won it, when Obama won it the second time. So
yes,
Kevin,
and Brian has yet to make the playoffs under Obama's presidency.
Yes. So
I would like to say this, though. Brian, to just go under his unluckiness, looked at his points this week. If he would have been, 2 points higher than Dave, he would have beat me this week.
Really?
He would have been in. I would have been out.
So he would be facing Ty. No.
No, he would have been facing Kevin.
Ah. Intriguing. And Nattigay put up big numbers, too.
Yes, he did.
It's always the time where it doesn't really mean that much. That's what sucks.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, hey, only news we have for KSL is, hey, check the message boards because there's a lot of smack talking going on. So,
do you want to talk about some of that real quick, though? I mean, at least the important stuff.
Well, tell me what the important stuff is.
Okay, so let's talk about Doug and Ty. So Doug was finally able to best Pate, and Pate was able to beat Doug, give Doug two of his three losses. Two-thirds of Doug's losses came from Dave Pate, but Doug was able to then beat Dave when it mattered the most. Now, Ty lost to Doug twice. Andy, I got to ask you, do you think that Ty gets revenge on Doug this time?
Here's the thing. I don't care who wins this match.
Is that because you're out?
Well, no, because here's the deal. I don't want Doug to win, and nothing against you, Doug. I just don't want Doug to win because he did the draft picks thing. So we had to put in the Doug rule. So I don't want to win, but I don't want Ty to win either. But I also want Ty to go to the championship and then lose it to either Van Hefty or Kevin. But I don't want Kevin to make it, so I'd rather have Hoofter win it, because then Hoofter would be cool about it. He'd be like, yeah, I won.
So Andy, stack rank right now of the four teams left. Give me the order that of you who you want to win.
Okay. Van Hefty, Doug, Ty, Kevin.
Okay. All right. So even though you don't want Doug to win, he is your second guy.
Dude, I would have rather had. I wish Joe was in. I wish Dave Pate was in. Either one of those guys I'd rather have in. But my reasoning is because I didn't like the fact that Doug was able to exploit a rule that we didn't have in place, and now we have it in place. It can't be exploited again. That's why I don't want him to win. No offense. Okay.
Well, Doug, let me ask you. Doug, not including yourself, stack you would want to win. I'm assuming Hefty's your number two or number one, I guess.
No. People I want to win. Obviously, I want myself to win overall.
Sure.
Okay. That's the number one goal right now is to win it all because I still have a chance, unlike you two.
Mm-hmm.
So my number two actually is going to be Ty, though, because I'd rather have somebody from my division win it than somebody else.
Yeah, I got a good point there.
So I would rather be able to say, it's like, hey, look, you know, I mean, we already had the most dominant division this year. And it makes me sad that, you know, it's going to have to go through it again one more time. You know, I will say at the very beginning, I was like, this is hands down all mine. And then all of a sudden, it's like four teams out of my division are going to the playoffs. So, yeah, I'd like to see somebody from my division win it all, if not me. If not somebody from our division, I want to see Hoofter do it. I would love to see a first-time person do it. I had the chance at it the first year I was in it, and I lost to Aaron, unfortunately. But that was also because we played week 17, and my awesome players that I had all left at halftime. I remember sitting at your house going, wow, okay, I have Aaron Rodgers and he's out. And they took him out. Well, I just lost.
They tackled that guy and Lance Briggs was standing there. Lance Briggs should get a tackle for that.
Yeah, well, no, Lance Briggs was on the bench because he was going to go to the playoffs that year. And they benched him because they didn't want him getting hurt.
Yeah, but he was in the area. So you're like, he should be credit for at least assisted tackle.
Well, in half those games, yeah, he had assisted tackles when he was on the bench. But you know what? That's fine. So
it helped you beat Mike, you know. So
yeah, it did. It was awesome. I've never seen anybody freak out so much than Mike that game.
It was.
I don't remember that game, but
anyways, oh, I do.
Let's talk about survival. I won.
Wait. Hold on. We're not done, Andy.
We haven't had any new survival news in.
Yeah,
I won. That's what fucking matters.
You have to talk about Kevin and Eric, too. They have such a rivalry, you know, going right now. I mean, you know, Kevin's 1-0 against them.
Let's talk about relevancy. You know, you won survival, what, for the first time? Oh, wait, no. You have a half share with me.
No, I've won it three times. I got a hat trick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When everybody won last year.
Yeah, congratulations on that, Andy. How many times have you won Pick'ems?
I don't think I've ever won Pick'ems.
I don't know. I could probably check real quick.
Why don't you take the wiki out? The wiki. KewaneeSportsLeague.com. KewaneeSportsLeague.com/ com.
Oh, God.
What?
You know, I waited up this long just because of last show's so horrible. I know. You know what? I got to bring some legitimacy to this damn show. I really do want to go to bed, but I forced myself to stay up for this. I'm going to force myself to get up early and take my wonderful wife to work. But this is just absolutely horrible listening to it last week.
I know.
I know Aaron sucks. I mean, I can't make this show that good. All right,
Andy, you won Pick'ems in 2007.
That's because I'm the shit.
Once?
Hey,
only once.
It just takes once.
So?
It just.
How many times you won the KSL?
That doesn't matter right now. What matters is
how many times you've been in the Super Bowl.
Once. And I fucking lost.
Once. Okay.
Yeah, I wonder.
Then I can't shit talk on that one too much because I've only been in it once myself.
In case you guys were wondering, In case you were wondering, I have two championships under my belt.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know, I want to change my ranking. I want to change my ranking, so I want Doug, Ty, Kevin, then Eric.
That's Hoofter to be the bottom? Because you don't want somebody brand new to come in and show you up.
Yeah, well, I guess here's my thinking. If Ty wins it, all right, yeah, I'll have to deal with him talking about it for a while. And then it'll be funny because him and Dave will start talking. Dave will be like, I won it the year before. And Ty's going to be like, that doesn't matter right now. The fact that I won it this year is what matters. And then they're going to argue about it, and it's going to be funny. So it's going to be entertaining. But if Doug wins it, I will be happy. Actually, if all those people, of anyone who wins it, it doesn't matter who's in the league. I'm just happy for them because they did something that I haven't been able to fucking do yet. And one day, hopefully, I will do that. But, you know, I was happy.
You work for Disney or something?
What?
You just got to be happy for everybody. Are you on something right now that you have to be happy? Not, or going in there.
I'm sorry, dude. You broke up.
I said, don't be Disney on this.
Oh.
Be mad that somebody's actually going to win a championship.
Okay, here's the deal. I was fucking pissed at Ty. Because I looked, when I saw the shit that, like, his defense puts up, what, fucking 80 points.
80 points.
Okay. I'm a little pissed off then. The fact that, sent to the locker room because he might have a concussion. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? One of my wide receivers. I mean, granted, yeah, Aaron had three guys go on it, but he deserved it. But it's just one of those things that it just sucked that week. And, like, yeah, I was pissed to Ty, but, like, I sent him a text message and I was, you know, saying congratulations, you know, from the commish. And then I was like, what the fuck from the player? Because, I mean, granted, yes, Breeze put up a big 50 burger. Jeffrey barely hit 19 points. But then Ty has to have Romo fucking pull out a 25. And every one of his guys besides Torrey Smith, his offensive guys, actually, you know what? Just Torrey Smith and four of his defensive players, all of them were in double digits. In fact, if you go down the line, quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end, skip the flex, kicker, defense, and his flex for defense, all of them had at least 20 points.
All I'm hearing from you are excuses, Andy.
Pisses me off.
Andy, I had two players carted off the field. Carted off the field. Two of my star players, in fact. All right. Uh-huh. The number one running back and the number one tight end carted off the field.
Well, you deserved it because of the AP trade.
The number one, maybe your number one running back and number one tight end. But
all right, fine. The number two tight end and like top two, top three running backs in the league.
But
you know?
Here's the deal, dude. Yeah. My defensive players shit the bed. There's no other way to explain it. And then New England has to shit the bed too.
You shouldn't have played them.
God, and the thing is, Ty had the Bears defense in. It would have made the game a little bit closer.
So anyway, Andy, like I said, I mean, you're just, you know, I mean, I'm come on, really.
But the thing is,
next year,
I hope I win it next year.
Next year.
But the thing is, I don't want to be like the Chicago Cubs where I keep saying, I hope I win it next year.
Well, you, Boober, at least had a decent match versus your person, whereas Aaron got dominated by somebody who didn't even have a starting running back playing. Reggie Bush went out before the game even started, and still Aaron lost by, what, 80 points?
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, just to let you know, I sent Kevin a text message when that happened.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I had two players carted off the field. Two. And another one get injured right away. I mean, he came back, which is nice, but he got injured. It's like, I could go into Andy's diatribe. I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to just talk about some history real quick. If Ty beats Doug this week, this will be the fifth straight year we have had a tie in the conference finals.
Oh, really? Go on.
Palmer in 09, Boardman in 10 and 11, Palmer in 12, Boardman in 13. And this will be Boardman's third conference championship, too. So he will actually have the record for that. And it'll be his third in 4 years, which is, of course, just kind of unheard of.
But he has to first beat Doug.
He has to beat Doug, though, in order for that to happen. And the other thing, too, is if Hefty beats Kevin this week, he's going to join three other owners who their very first year in were able to get a conference championship. One of them being Doug, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's some good stats, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somebody comes prepared into this podcast, boober.
I know. At least 86 Productions and Section 86 always come prepared when they're editing the show.
Actually, I don't think that they do.
I don't think they edit anything out of this.
Well, we take some stuff out. But
do you really?
Can you take out the 20 minutes that you wasted of my life?
It's I had it running for 22 minutes and 14 seconds, 15 seconds, 16 seconds. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so I want to thank, of course, everyone in the league, all the players who made the playoffs and the ones who didn't. I'm one of them. And for Doug Hahn and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
So who are you picking, Kevin or Hoofter?
I don't want to pick Kevin, but I kind of have to.
So, Andy, it's not that you didn't make the playoffs. It's just that you suck so much that you weren't able to make it past the first round.
Yeah.
I hate my life.
I do say this, though. I love getting past week one of the playoffs just because I can lose two matches and the lowest seed I can get is fourth. Whereas, like, if Aaron wins it all in the consolation thing, he has one loss and two wins and he can only get fifth. So